we are moving okay compared to the previous years where the number of reported attacks was huge. Now there appears to be more awareness. But of course, stigma is still there. One cannot lie that it is possible to eliminate stigma just within a few months. The stigma reached to the extent that some other persons could think that there would be no harm if they killed a person with albinism in order to get rich. That is very deep-rooted stigma. And for that matter, it needs time. It needs concentrated effort to get rid of that. But I believe we are in good direction.
Why does that stigma run so deeply?
It really needs understanding of African society. It's not just about the culture, but it's also about ignorance. Albinism can be explained scientifically, but you are talking about communities here which do not know much about science because of education. I'm talking this from the perspective of a very poor country. There comes the problem of witchcraft also, which is related to ignorance. But it is there. The belief is there. People believe in that.
Are people with albinism in Tanzania safer now than ever before?
When I was young, I used to be told that persons with albinism do not die, they disappear. The reports of the killings started back in 2006. There are still one or two incidents of people going and digging graves where persons with albinism were buried. That's an indication that the belief is still there, and we really need to work hard in order to make sure that it is eliminated.
You're a government minister. You are a person with albinism. Do you experience those prejudices in your daily working life?
In my daily working life, no, because I work with grown-up people. I work with exposed people. I work with people who have gone to school. And I can tell my experience. When I was a little kid in primary school, for some of the kids, was the first time to get very close to a person with albinism. Especially those who did not really know me would stigmatize. But as the years passed by, other kids became used to me. I got more friends.